by Faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem and for our own country, will you?
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of...
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Joel Gilbert, who's put together an amazing DVD. It's called Dreams from My Real Father. Now, it's a takeoff on a book that was written by Barack Obama. Of course, he really didn't write it. Somebody else wrote it. A ghostwriter wrote it. As with most things about Barack Obama, nothing is what it appears to be. But, of course, the book Dreams from My Father, Sidney had a story, wonderful story, has nothing to do with truth. Well, our guest this evening has taken that book and used it the title, but changed not from Dreams from My Father, but Dreams from My Real Father, because there's a real question as to who Barack Obama's father really was. And after you've seen this DVD and after you've seen the pictures of Barack Obama and there's a real father, I don't think that you'll have much question at all what this is all about. Joel, thank you very much for being with us again.
Great to be back on the show. Thank you.
Now, you have to understand, we do actually four different networks. And then, of course, last Saturday when you were with us, why, that was another network. That was a large station here on the Central Coast. But so the people this evening have not heard you. They don't know anything about you or about your production. So I'm going to let you just take off and start telling them about yourself, why you made this DVD, and, of course, what the basic message is. So go right ahead.
Okay, thank you. Well, this film is a revelatory journalistic documentary that reveals Obama's actual background in history. The reason it's so important to know the truth is because he sold himself to America as the multicultural ideal. He said he was above politics because his father was a goat herder from Kenya, therefore he would bring people together. So that was the story. My research has shown that the reality is that Obama has a deeply disturbing family background. He was not the son of a goat herder. The Kenyan was actually just a sham marriage between his mother and the African student to hide an illicit affair between Obama's mother and Frank Marshall Davis, who was a Communist Party USA propagandist and accused Soviet agent who came from Chicago to Hawaii to organize the labor union in an effort to expel U.S. military base from Hawaii on orders from the Kremlin. Obama's father failed at that and became a writer for the communist-run newspaper, the Honolulu Record.
Well, now, doesn't Obama admit that this gentleman played a large part in raising him?
Yes, that's how we tie it all together, because Obama admits that from age 9 to 18, he spent a lot of time with Frank, as he wrote in his book, and it's very clear that Frank Marshall Davis partially raised Obama. And it was no coincidence that Obama showed up at Occidental College, admittedly, as a committed revolutionary Marxist to study with a Marxist professor. So my book, my film, Dreams from My Real Father, is a life story of Obama that shows that his entire life is following the dreams from his real father, who was a Communist Party propagandist who indoctrinated him in the Marxist ideology. So Obama is what we call a red diaper baby, the child of a Communist Party member.
And you must understand that what the communists want to do is to destroy our nation. Now, if you know anything about our debt situation, it took certainly 200 years for America to amass $1 trillion in debt from 1789 up until the year, was Jimmy Carter, that would be 1980. Barack Obama has increased the national debt of this country $5.1 trillion in less than 3-4 years. There's no better way to destroy a nation than destroy its currency. And that's exactly what Barack Obama is doing.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, our guest is Joel Gilbert, and talking certainly about the fact that Barack Obama is a dedicated socialist. And the trouble with socialism, as Margaret Thatcher said, is pretty soon you run out of other people's money to spend. And right now, the federal government is spending 43 cents out of every dollar that they're spending has to be borrowed. How are we going to pay back the money? How are we going to come up with the money to pay the interest on the money that we're borrowing? Basically, how can you maintain a solvent nation when you have massive deficit spending? People, of course, Barack Obama wants to talk about how terrible the rich people are, how we have to redistribute their income. What the average American doesn't understand is that about 49% of the American people don't pay any tax, any federal income tax. They pay other taxes, but no federal income tax. Certainly the top 10% pay 72% of all the federal income tax, and the top 1% pays 40% of all the federal income taxes paid. And if we took away all of their money so they didn't make anything, we still wouldn't have a balanced budget. So this is all certainly contrived, but it is designed to destroy America. And that's what Barack Obama is in the process of doing. But the average American really can't believe it because nobody's explaining to them. But I think if they see this DVD, this is a great DVD. We've watched it, and suddenly we think it's a very, very important a means of understanding who Barack Obama is and who, of course, trained him and who is behind him today. So you go right ahead with the story there, Joel.
Okay. So Obama'sRealFather.com is the website. Anyone can see the trailer or of course, buy the DVD. This film takes you through the life and history of Obama in Hawaii through his college years into Chicago to his presidency, and we show and demonstrate and compare his real father's ideology, Frank Marshall Davis, and you can see how he became the ideological father of Obama. And when you see what a bitter, angry, anti-white communist Frank Marshall Davis is, everything just fits together. We identify Reverend Wright very quickly as a substitute father figure for Obama. It was right after Frank Marshall Davis died, 1987, that Obama joined Reverend Wright's church to get close to him. He's literally the same guy. So there's a reason that Obama feels comfortable with anti-American extremists, and they're so comfortable with him. And it's because he is a red diaper baby, the child of a Communist Party member, and he was raised with very, very different values and political philosophy. He hid this philosophy in an unacceptable manipulation of the electorate, telling the American people that he was the son of a goat herder from Kenya, and therefore he would bring people together. The gap between and the reality is so great that people have to understand and not accept him on his face value this time around.
Well, now, basically, of course, he talks about the dreams from my father. But was this goat herder, this Kenyan, ever really a father to him? I mean, I thought that suddenly, well, they said the marriage broke up when he was 3 years old, but that even wasn't true. That was part of this whole lie. Why don't you go into the background, suddenly, of what really happened, the fake marriage between certainly the Kenyan and Barack Obama's mother, and then well, you tell the story. Go right ahead.
I'm sorry, I think we lost you there for a second.
Yeah, we did. Go ahead.
Okay. So I do encourage everyone to go to the website because Obama's message is loud and clear now, and if anyone can't see it, it's because they don't want to listen.
Well, what about this idea that Barack Obama got these ideas from his father, these dreams from his father for a better society? What was Barack Obama's relationship with his Kenyan father?
Well, the Kenyan was a sham marriage. We have proven it, that Obama's story was that his real father claimed that the Kenyan and his mother had a story of improbable love, and they lived together in a loving family till he was 3 years old when the Kenyan could not refuse a Harvard education. It's completely false. We have the transcripts that his mother was enrolled at the University of Washington in Seattle 3 weeks after Obama was born with Obama. The Kenyan remained in Hawaii. Kenyan went to Harvard a year later, and then Obama came back to Hawaii with his mother only a year and a half later. So there was no Obama family. It's a total fabrication. And the reason it's a fabrication is to hide a Marxist political foundation. Can you imagine if Obama told the truth and said, instead of saying, my father was from Africa, he herded goats. Imagine if he said the truth, my father was a Soviet agent. My father was a Communist Party propagandist. My father was a pornographer. My father indoctrinated me in Marxism. My father was interested in my mother when she was underage. My father taught me to be anti-white and to understand the Marxist worldview. This is what he has to come clean with, because the right to vote is a sacred thing for all Americans. It was earned in blood by many generations, and to manipulate the electorate with a laughable illusion that he was the son of a goat herder from Kenya, and to get people to buy into filling meaningless slogans like hope and change and yes, we can, is a cynical and unacceptable manipulation of the good folks in America.
Well, now, what relationship did Barack actually have with his real father? Did he ever live with him for any period of time?
Well, we don't even know if he even met the mother, except for the one time at the airport. There's a couple of photos from 1970. So there was no correspondence. There was no relationship whatsoever between Obama and the Kenyan. But Obama had a very long-term, deep relationship with Frank Marshall Davis. The mother brought him back from Indonesia at age 9 and dropped him off with the grandfather, and the mother essentially said, I'm going back to Indonesia, but remember the communist pornographer guy, the 65-year-old communist that I used to take those pictures with, he's the guy that should raise Barry while I'm away. Now, that only makes sense if it's the real father, that she was dropping him off because he would be around his actual biological father. And then I've demonstrated in the film how it became the ideological father as well.
How did you ever get those pornographic films of her? I know, of course, you have everything covered up there, but obviously these were films that had been taken by Frank Marshall Davis when Barack's mother was very young.
Yeah, Frank Marshall Davis was a photographer, amateur photographer, the head of a photography club in Chicago before he came to Hawaii. Took a lot of photos of nude models. That was his thing. And these photos, they weren't films, they were photos. I have about 30 of them. I only put some in the film. We do cover everything up to be respectful. And I am holding back a number of photos with other women in case anybody questions the authenticity. I'll be releasing those. But we have a lot of photos, and I went into the house and was able to identify the furniture and the floorboards and everything, to the point that we know, and comparative-wise, that it is Obama's mother who had an intimate relationship with Davis, and then we have Obama being raised by Davis. So it couldn't be more clear and more obvious what took place, and it turned into not only the biology, Obama lying about who his father was, but secondly, that his ideology during his formative years was based on an indoctrination into this classic Soviet-style Marxism.
And I think, of course, one of the interesting things about the DVD, about the film, is the repeated showing the pictures of the Frank Marshall Davis right next to Barack Obama. And the similarities in them really is rather striking. Certainly, this is when Frank Marshall Davis was a younger man, but he looked very much like Barack Obama, a little heavier, but certainly a striking resemblance. Would that be a fair statement?
Absolutely. And Obama, I mean, literally, we know that Obama is a secret smoker. He smokes quite a lot. And if you look at him, he seems like he's literally starving himself to death to avoid looking like Davis. Davis was a little heavier guy. And if Obama put on, you know, 10 pounds, 15 pounds, he would even be more of the spitting image, even more so than he is already. So you can see Obama almost wasting away. We know that if you look in my film, we believe he had a nose job right before he ran for Senate. His nose used to be a large, flaring nose, just like Davis, and then he appears running for Senate with a much thinner nose. So he's been manipulating documents, noses, you know, history to avoid people tying in his relationship to Frank Marshall Davis, which was his real father. We know the birth certificate is phony. We know that Obama, in his book, Dreams from My Father, Frank is mentioned 22 times, over 2,500 words, over three continents and three decades. But in the audiobook that Obama released, in which he's doing the narration, Obama omits and takes out Frank completely. He's gone. Not in the book.
So basically you have it in the written book, but when he does the audiobook, he just deletes all that.
He deletes Frank. So there's been a pattern of document manipulation, nose manipulation, birth certificate manipulation, lies, everything to hide the fact that Obama is lying about the Kenyan paternity, and he's lying about his ideological foundation, and it's coming through loud and clear in his politics.
And of course, we know that his draft card is phony. His on the other identification cards that he has are phony. His pass, his birth certificate is phony. His Social Security his card was released to an older man, I think, in Connecticut, something like that. He never was in Connecticut, and so he's using the Social Security card of somebody else who lived in Connecticut and the draft card, and then basically, of course, when it was brought out that the long-term birth certificate that he used was altered. Why, of course, then suddenly, immediately, the special forces found Osama bin Laden, and they shifted our attention from, what about this birth certificate that's obviously a forgery, to, well, we got Osama bin Laden, courageous American special services men went there and actually, they killed him. Of course, they weren't supposed to kill him, but they killed him. You know, he didn't have a weapon, but they killed him anyway. And then we have the book written and all the fol-de-rol. Should we, the fellow had written a book or not? Ladies and gentlemen, it's all certainly part of creating artificial reality.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the Pig Arthritis Formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the Pig Pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and our guest will be back here at the half hour. So if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question on this subject or any subject you'd like to talk about, and Joe will be back with us. The DVD we're talking about is Dreams from My Real Father. It's a takeoff on the book Dreams from My Father. And, of course, it's a very, very convincing DVD, and I really believe it's true. I believe that Barack Obama is certainly a hardline socialist, and he keeps talking about he wants a fair distribution of wealth. That's certainly the people who are making more money, well, you know, ought to be paying more taxes. Well, they are paying more taxes. And as I pointed out, 10% of the American population actually pays 70% of all of the federal income tax that's being collected today, and the top 1% pays 40% of the federal income tax that's collected today, and he wants to take away even more money from them. Remember, they're paying about 36%, something like that, of their income. But, of course, if you take away their money, they're just going to move to other countries. They're going to find other means of not paying the taxes. And basically, of course, Barack Obama wants, of course, to destroy our economic system. He believes, of course, what we should do is have the state control and regulate everything, and he's coming out with all sorts of programs to expand the power of the state. And of course, in the next hour, we're going to be talking about a new program in education that is being forced on most of our states. I think 45 states have actually taken on this program of education because the federal government is giving them something like $3.5 billion nationwide. But of course, it's going to cost the states a fabulous amount of money, and it's going to completely destroy the whole structure of our education and indoctrinate our children in socialism. And that's what it's really all about. What is socialism? It's a sincere, benevolent, idealistic theory, but it doesn't work unless somebody's in charge. And this is how you have fascism or Nazism, or call it what you will. Somebody's got to be in charge, because this whole idea of democratic socialism is a totally fraudulent concept. First of all, America is not a democracy. If you go back and you read the writings of our founding fathers, they will tell you democracy doesn't work. Get the Federalist Papers and read them. Read the 10th of the Federalist Papers, where John Adams writes, democracy, or Madison writes, democracies are air spectacles of turbulence and contention, are incompatible with personal the private property and personal security, and are usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. Let me repeat that. Democracies are usually spectacles of turbulence and contention. They certainly are incompatible with private security, personal security, and private property, and they're usually as short in their lives as they are violent in their deaths. And of course, if you notice the increasing uptake in violence in America, socialism doesn't work. Our founding fathers certainly did not want a democracy in America. They wanted a republic. In fact, if you read the Declaration of Independence, the Federalist Papers, the Constitution, the constitutions of all of our 50 states, you will never once see the use of the word democracy other than to deride it. We are not a democracy. Then why does everybody say we're a democracy? Because the Brotherhood of Darkness controls our educational system. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls our universities. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls certainly the media. The Brotherhood of Darkness controls our publication system. And the Brotherhood of Darkness controls leaders of both houses of Congress, and nobody's going to tell you that we are a republic and not a democracy. How then were they able to mislead an entire nation of people? Very simply, we're dealing with truly diabolical people who want a dictatorship and who want to destroy this country. And that is exactly what Barack Obama is doing. But don't feel bad. Of course, George W. Bush was working at exactly the same thing. And George Bush certainly was able to actually do more to destroy this country. But then as his father, you see, George Bush was certainly part and parcel of the Skull and Bones, part of the Bohemian Grove, but his father was a member of the Trilateral Commission, was a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, was a member of all of the subversive organizations. But Barack Obama now is certainly in there in a key position in our government and using his position to undermine and destroy the very fabric of our society. Well, if you have a question at all, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You'll certainly want to get this DVD, and as soon as we get back with Joe, I will have him tell you exactly how to get it.
Okay, right here, back with you, sir.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Envita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Envita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Envita at 866-830-4576. Envita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid, then is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
To Dr. Stan, and our guest is Joel Gilbert. We're talking about his DVD, which is number one up there on Amazon, and it's the dreams from are just dreams from my real father. A take up on the book Dreams from My Father, but this is from the real father, and of course, all the evidence suggests that it's Frank Marshall Davis, who was a dedicated communist, had been actually sent to Hawaii to organize the unions there. And so our telephone number, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Joel, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. 464-8295. This is an excellent DVD. It's being featured by our friend Joe Farah at WorldNet Daily. And Joe, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get a copy of your DVD?
Yeah, please. They can go to the official film website. It's obamasrealfather.com. See the trailer, all the press, other videos up there too, and just order the DVD right there. We ship every day within 24 hours. And once you see the film, I don't think I've ever spoken to anybody who hasn't watched it two or three times. There's so much information, and it's so compelling. And it's, quite frankly, maddening when you realize that the journalists, the press, that are supposed to be reporting and investigating claims of candidates actually suppress the news and refuse to do their job. So I did the job for them.
Well, now, basically, have you tried to get this featured on some of our major television, some of our major radio stations? What about certainly people like Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity? Are they willing to talk about this?
For now, they're not. I think we're going to have to embarrass them into talking about it. Only the conservative talk radio like yourself, Michael Savage, Monica Crowley, Rusty Humphreys, Jerry Doyle have had me on to talk about the findings in the film and all the evidence. The television shows, unfortunately, we have to admit the truth that they're entertainment. They're basically reality shows that are based on current events. It's not journalism. Journalism is truthful, unafraid, and unbiased. And all those TV shows have their own agenda. They sell a lot of commercials. They teach us about, you know, free money if you have mesothelioma. And that's what they're interested in, rather than shedding light on the world.
Well, our telephone number, if you want to have a question, it's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. How about the New York Times, Washington Post, or some of the other major newspapers that pride themselves certainly on being impartial and bringing the truth out?
Well, WorldNet Daily has done a great job covering the film.
We would expect that from Joe Farah, but then he is really the major source of information, one of the major sources I use. But what about the so-called liberal press that really wants to get the truth out?
Well, I don't know if those two statements are opposite statements. MSNBC did talk about my film last week. They simply trashed it, which I felt was kind of a badge of honor, really. I don't know if there's such a thing as a liberal press. There's a liberal, free pass for the left and for Barack Obama, but I wouldn't call it press.
Well, because I was just trying to bring out the fact that this is why it's so important that our listeners get this film now, and Sydney can get copies for other people. Now, I understand you're sending out large numbers of copies of this to people in certain key states across the country.
Yeah, we started a program really to force the media to cover it because they've intentionally suppressed this news. I think there's many reasons that they're suppressing the news. One is ideological bias. Another one would be that if they covered my film, it would be an admission that they didn't do their job. I mean, I've been to Hawaii twice, and that's twice as much as all the mainstream media combined. So we decided as a publicity effort to send out hundreds of thousands, millions of DVDs for free to households to force the media to cover the film and the findings. So we sent 1 million to Ohio. They've just started arriving in the past few days. And 100,000 to New Hampshire, about, I think it was almost 80, 90,000 to Nevada. And we're going to go state by state, million by million, until the press covers this as a story, because they won't be able to ignore it at that point.
Well, I got my copy. Somebody from Australia had a copy of it and sent it to me. So I obviously it's getting around the world.
Yeah.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. The film is about 95 minutes. And you'll find it fascinating, all sorts of things. In fact, at one point, you'll see Michelle Obama saying, for the first time, I wasn't ashamed of America. For the first time, I wasn't ashamed of, of our country or of America. And I thought, you know, in other words, what she's basically saying is the president's wife has spent her whole life being ashamed of America.
Well, not only ashamed, but despising America. The whole crowd, the whole Chicago rat's nest of Marxists in Chicago all hate America. Bill Ayers, Jesse Jackson, Michelle Obama, Reverend Wright, they're just a whole gang that somehow transferred themselves from the pits of the corrupt Chicago system to the White House, and they're now trying to impose that rule and order on the rest of the country. And so many people just need to wake up and realize who these people are and what they want, and it's very, very different from how they represented themselves.
Now, of course, when you see the film, you'll see a lot of footage with Frank Marshall Davis as he's talking about his dreams, his ideas. And, of course, this is a hardline communist agent, and who had been actually assigned to the Hawaiian area, certainly by his superiors in the Communist Party. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And let's go to James, who's calling us from South Carolina. James, you have a question for our guest.
A lot of people say that Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order. And what this gentleman seems to say is he's a hardcore Marxist. I suppose you could be both, maybe. I don't know.
All right, well, let's get to
it. Would you elaborate on
that? All right, yeah, Joel, would you like to comment on that?
Yes, I would. Look, this New World Order thing, that there's some, conspiracy that is invisible in some way, is a little bit of a stretch. The Communist Party USA started in 1928. Obama's father, Frank Marshall Davis, joined in 1932. And the American Communist Movement has had their ups and downs. They had very large numbers in the late 30s before World War II. Its members, many became spies and stole American secrets of atomic weapons and gave them to Russia, started the Cold War. And they've been up and down in trying to infiltrate, take over the American government with the Marxist terrorists, Weather Underground, SDS in the late 60s. And they decided collectively in about early 1980s to try to take over the Democratic Party, that the Democratic Party was vulnerable, and they could turn the Democratic Party to the far left to embrace socialism as their natural ideology. Obama went to all those conferences, and he was part of that movement. So this is a known movement that's been around for many years. It's not some secret world order. And they have successfully penetrated U.S. Media, entertainment, universities, and now military for decades, to the point that when their guy, the son of one of the most radical communists, Frank Marshall Davis, ran for president, that they were able to hide it through their control and people and sympathetic people in the media. This is literally a communist internal revolt, you could say. Jean Kirkpatrick, if you remember her, she was Reagan's ambassador to the United Nations. She was a Democrat, lifelong Democrat, and Reagan asked her to join his campaign. And she thought about it, and she agreed. And she was asked from all her Democratic colleagues, why did you leave the Democratic Party to join Ronald Reagan? And she said, well, in 1968, when we were in Chicago for the Democratic Convention, there was a group of Marxists rioting in the streets trying to knock down the building. And in 1978, those same people were inside the Democratic Convention running the party. So there was a takeover by these people over many years, intentionally, and they succeeded. And there's no journalism, no journalists to expose it. And that's why people voted for this narrative that, you know, Obama's the son of a goat herder who's going to bring people together, and they believe, yes, we can, and hope and change.
Okay.
So that's my comment.
Okay, James, if you've read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you know how I feel. If not, you can see my DVD on my website. Thanks so much for calling.
Thank you.
And our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And, of course, we're talking about the man who certainly may well be the president of the United States again. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. But I think you brought your DVD out at the opportune time. This is the time when people have to understand the truth about Barack Obama. Would you agree with that?
Well, we're long overdue, you know, long overdue to understand. And that's why I put the film together, to give a cohesive understanding of who he is, where he came from, who his real father is, what the indoctrination was, what was from his real father, and how that is reflected in his policies in office.
Well, now, has he ever gone over to Kenya to be with his father, or the man nominally his father? My understanding is that his father is a Marxist, at least his Kenyan father is pretty much a Marxist over there. Is that true?
No, that's not true. The Kenyan father was a bigamist and a drunk and was just a government bureaucrat. He was not a Marxist. He died in 1982. Obama never met him, never corresponded with him. Met him one time at the airport in Honolulu when he came in to visit some college buddies, really. So that's a lot of misdirection. The misdirection is that, you know, the Kenyan was a socialist, or that the mother, the 17-year-old mother, was somehow a socialist or a hippie. It's all misdirection to avoid and keep people from understanding and looking at the real father, Frank Marshall Davis, who indoctrinated Obama with this ideology.
Well, has Obama ever been to Kenya, do you know?
Yeah, he's gone several times to Kenya. He's done these kind of roots trips to Africa, again, as misdirection to make people think that he has this exotic African heritage, which he has proven is much more successful and interesting for him than saying that his father is a bitter communist pornographer and a Soviet agent. Between the two, you would say, I have an exotic background, and my father was from Africa, and that's what people bought into.
All right, now, would he be eligible to actually, as a natural-born citizen, to be the president if his father was certainly, if he really had been from Kenya, if certainly his father really was a Kenyan? That would seem to me to disqualify him as a natural-born citizen, wouldn't it?
Well, his father's not from Kenya. Obama was born to two American parents, Frank Marshall Davis and Ann Dunham. We don't know the truth about his citizenship. We don't know if perhaps he gave it up or became an Indonesian citizen, for example. If he had, Indonesia at that time required people to give up any foreign citizenship to become a citizen. So we don't know what the status really is of Obama because we don't have the documents. But he was definitely born to two American parents, and the Kenyan was simply a sham marriage to cover the affair that his mother had with Frank Marshall Davis.
And so you think that's really part of this whole idea of disinformation, to focus our attention on the wrong issue. Is that right?
I believe that's been the case the whole time.
Okay, well, our telephone number again is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment, have you been on with Alex Jones? Has Alex had you on?
Yeah, I've been on there about 4 or 5 times. There's several videos. You can watch my interviews with him that we did by Skype on YouTube. And again, look at the film itself. The trailer and everything is on obamasrealfather.com.
Well, I think that's really amazing that you're getting as many DVDs out as you are. Now, basically, would you like to tell our listeners one more time how they could get to your website and how they could purchase a copy of this?
Yeah, please. Just go to obamasrealfather. That's obamasrealfather.com. Watch the trailer, read some of the press and some of the feedback, and please order up the DVD right there, and we'll send it out the next day, and you'll be living in a different world when you see the deception. The film is called Dreams of My Real Father, A Story of Reds and Deception, and it's a shocking tale that shows that America has been had.
Well, I'm sure America has been had, and I'm just hoping and praying that enough people will get a chance to see it. But basically, of course, how long has the film been number one there at Amazon?
Almost 3 weeks. During the day it goes down to number 2 and goes back to number 1. It varies, obviously, the way it works at Amazon, but it's top DVD in documentaries for several weeks, and I think it's going to remain so for some time to come.
Well, I certainly hope and pray that it does. Well, now, basically, are there any other major points that you'd like to bring up here? We're drawing towards the close of the program.
The main point is people need to understand and wake up and wake up some neighbors to say that America is heading in a very, very dark direction through a failed Marxist agenda being forced upon the great American free enterprise, free system, and free speech that will lead to economic ruin and physical destruction of the greatest country on earth, only because Americans are not paying attention or getting educated. The press is partly to blame. Obama is partly to blame. But people are in this country are smart enough to know good from bad and right and wrong. And I hope everyone will see my film and that will help them out.
All right, fine. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling us from the great state of Washington. Hi, Dave. How are we doing?
Oh, good. Yes, I would suggest that if he wants part two of his movie, he should show The Killing Fields, about the story of Pol Pot in Cambodia, how he redistributed body parts around Cambodia, stole all their stuff.
Okay, and, I think that's important. Basically, this is what communism really ends up, and that's a beautiful example. Do you have a question at all for our guest?
Well, yes, I would like to know if he is aware of the truest, purest form of communism.
Oh, I think that he probably is. He certainly is dedicated to bring out the facts about communism. And I share your concern because it is a brutal form. Anyway, thank you very much for calling. I'll be back in just a moment here with our special guest, Joel Gilbert, as we move to wrap up this program. But ladies and gentlemen, let me encourage you to get this DVD. I think it's a very, very important tool right now for people to understand that the media is covering up the background, and you'll see some of the greatest film footage on this DVD that you're going to ever see in your life. And it's very, very impressive. I don't know where he got all this, but it shows a great dedication to trying to get out the truth. America certainly is a turning point. But I may not be crazy about Mitt Romney, but I will tell you that Barack Obama has a totally different orientation. Destruction of America.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, and we had a caller asked about certainly this conspiracy. Well, as you know, I've been studying this conspiracy for 50 years. I've been through the files there at Yale University and at Georgetown University, at the Council on Foreign Relations. I've talked to people who are part and parcel of this conspiracy. There is a conspiracy, and what people don't understand is they finance communism since its inception, as they finance the Nazis from their inception, as they're financing the world terrorist movement today, as they finance the Muslim Brotherhood, and we're going to go to war with the Muslim Brotherhood, the best enemy money could buy. But this DVD has an excellent message, for people cannot accept all of these things. It took me 50 years to learn what I've learned, and you'll see it summarized in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. This DVD is for the people who are looking at Barack Obama, trying to understand where he's coming from, and it is a great DVD. I recommend it. It has a great deal of information in it, and because it doesn't get into things that some people would say, I will not believe there's a conspiracy. Well, they're going to very soon, because we're going to war with the Muslim world. They are going to be in some very real trouble financially, and that's in the near future. And of course, behind everything going on is, of course, God's judgment on America. God is going to bring his judgment on this country because our leaders have turned their back upon him. We have people who are deeply involved with all sorts of pedophilia and homosexuality and moral sin and mass murder on a scale undreamed of, and they financed the Nazis with all the people they killed. They financed the Russians with all the people they killed. They financed the Chinese communists with all the people they killed. The great famine in China, 58 to 62, they killed between 41 and 44 million people. And you can look this up on the internet. They call it the Great Famine. And certainly there's no question that our government has suppressed that information. The last thing they want you to understand is that it was our government who brought, it was the invisible government that brought the communists to power, brought Chairman Mao to power in 1949. And then, of course, we went to war with Korea because, of course, a lot of people were thinking that there must be communists working on our government. It wasn't the communists that suddenly turned the Eastern Europe and China over to the communists. It was this group of elitists who want a one-world government. Well, if you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. If you want to know how we brought Fidel Castro to power, knowing full well he was a communist, you need to see my DVD, The World Revolution. The World Revolution, there you'll see my interview with Ambassador Earl T. Smith, the American ambassador to Cuba, when we brought Fidel Castro to power. And you'll hear him say how the State Department knew Fidel was a communist. The CIA knew that Fidel was a communist. The president knew he was a communist. Ambassador Smith knew he was a communist. A very important DVD. You'll never see this elsewhere. It's called The World Revolution. And you get these things by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we do hope many of you out there will give serious consideration to coming to our all-day conference. It's going to be held on the 21st of October at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course, where we hold our program every year. We've had 150, 175 people there usually. Hope we'll have a similar number this year. Please come, bring your friends. We're serving lunch. And, of course, the program's going to start at 8:15. It's going to go through till 6 o'clock. You're going to need reservations. And so give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope you'll get my information on the Brotherhood of Darkness. That's the Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get the book, the DVD, or the special with the book, the DVD, and the CD, and listen to it a number of times. And check the sources of information. And understand, of course, we have created communism and Nazism and the Muslim Brotherhood. And we're going to war with them very soon, and millions are going to die. Please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, first, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Arlene Kulum, who is the president of the California chapter of Eagle Forum and certainly a prolific writer. She's written a book on Agenda 21 and by Stealth and Deception. We carry that book. She's written a book on smart meters, and we actually carry that book. We even have a four-tape set on smart meters. We have a four-tape set on Agenda 21. But now, of course, she's written a book, and it is on education. And there's an entirely new program. Most people haven't heard of it. It's being, of course, financed through the Marxist regime in Washington, D.C. today to change the entire structure of education all across America and destroy the educational standards of our society and undermine the very fabric of Western civilization. So without further ado, I'm going to let Arlene Kulum come on and tell you how she discovered this new system. 45 states have accepted it. It involves billions of dollars. And the fact that you've never heard of this simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. Arlene, you pick up the story about this new program in education that the media is certainly concealing from the American people.
All right. Thank you again for having me on your program, Dr. Stan, and thank you for bringing this to the American people, because this is such a deceptive, evil program, and most people have never heard of it because Obama is so deceptive. How he was able to get this slipped in was because of his amazing stimulus money that was kind of given to him carte blanche, essentially so he could use it for whatever he wanted to. And so he didn't have to go through Congress, didn't have to say, we need your approval on a new education program that we would like to have, and we need you to finance it. He already had the money.
Now, basically, this is stimulus money. Supposedly, it was going to get our economy going. It's not being used to get the economy going. It's being used to bribe the states so they get along with this subversive educational program. Would that be a fair statement?
Very much so.
Go right ahead.
So he has like $3.6 billion that he has set aside for this education program, and it's called Common Core, and it has another name attached to it, Common Core State Standards Initiative, making it appear that it's just being done by the states, that they are the ones that have come up with it, but that is not true at all. It's a national program written by a national cartel of top people carefully picked for this. And he got it to the governors by telling them, we know that you are all strapped for money in this difficult financial time. If you will apply for this money, this grant money, and maybe have the opportunity to win it because it's on a competition basis, then you can use it for whatever you would like to in promoting this Common Core standards.
But of course, they have to actually promote these Common Core standards, isn't that right?
Exactly. They can't really, they don't have the freedom to do what they want to.
And basically, I think you have to understand that the recent teachers' strike in Chicago, everybody was against the teachers because they were making so much money, but the teachers were not asking for a great deal more money. They didn't want to have these standards imposed upon them. They wanted to be able to teach, and most of them are liberal teachers, but they want to do what's right for the students. And they recognize, of course, that this is the new educational standards are going to destroy the contemporary education. Would that be a fair statement, Orlene?
Yes, very much so. And I do have a chapter in my book about the teacher strike because it was not being revealed by the major media at all. It was kept underground.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and effect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and the day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We buy all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulating coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients for the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching Osteo FX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Arlene, here in California, you mentioned that we didn't win, so we didn't get any money. But do they still have to go ahead and follow through with this educational system if we didn't get any money to be paid for it?
That's right. Once the governor signed on and the state school board supported him, that means that we have to implement this program. And it was so sneakily done. They had a 2-month window of opportunity to make their decision. It was when the state legislators were out of session, and so it was just the governor and the state school board that made this decision, signed on to it, not really understanding that they would be left holding the bag for the cost for it.
But how much is it going to cost the state of California to implement this program, other than, of course, they're not going to get paid for?
It's going to cost $1.6 billion.
Well, we don't have $1.6 billion. In fact, our income, state income, is down. We're having all sorts of problems financially here in the state of California. In fact, there's going to be a legislation, or a bill, in the November election, trying to get the people to go along with higher taxes. I certainly hope they're not going to do that. But, of course, the whole idea is we're only going to tax rich people, we're not going to tax poor people. And if you really believe that, you believe anything. Go right ahead, Arlene.
That's correct. And what we're trying to do is wake California up to the fact that this is such a bad program. It's not, if it were raising the standards, maybe it would be worth it, but it isn't. It's really lowering the standards. It's lowering them to the common core. It's a perfectly good name for it. In the math and the English that they already have, the states that have really implemented this and understand it say that it is not raising the math standards. In fact, algebra is being postponed to be taught in the ninth grade instead of eighth grade. And geometry, only part of geometry is taught. The kids don't have to memorize all of the various things that you used to have to learn in geometry. So it's really dumbing down math. And in English, it used to be that 80% of all English taught in the schools was classical literature. Now that's being lowered to 50%. Most of it will be learning how to read a computer manual, so it'll be that kind of English. And also, cursive is being totally wiped out.
What is being totally wiped out?
Cursive writing.
Oh, okay, fine.
They won't have to learn cursive anymore because they say, well, the kids just have to know how to print because they're reading computers all the time. And as some of the women called in last time when I was on your radio show from, I think it was San Jose, she said she's heard that they won't even have to know how to write to take the test. It can be done orally. So maybe that's how they're hoping to raise the test scores on so many of our children here who are from other nations who don't really understand English, especially English writing or spelling. They can hear this through earphones. The questions will be asked, and they can just speak the answers.
Well, basically, my understanding is that the teachers are going to be graded on how their students do. Is that correct? And they actually will influence their income, how much they're paid, by how their students do on this test?
Yes, and that's what the teachers brought out in the strike in Chicago, that in Chicago their tests are geared, their salary is geared 20 to 40% of the test, and if the students don't do well, their salary could be dropped by 20 to 40%.
40% reduction in your if your students don't do well. But what about just general education? It is this specific dumbing down test that they're talking about. What about just general education and knowledge, or is that important at all?
That's what people are so worried about. And in my book, I quote other teachers who have looked at this across the nation. They say, first of all, they are being mandated to teach something that has not been proven to work, and their tried and true methods that they've used for years, they can no longer use. Like my daughter-in-law, who is in San Diego teaching in third grade, was told that she would have to clean out everything that's in her files. If they find anything that is not Common Core, then she could be penalized. Or maybe even lose her job. That's how, and of course people are so desperate to keep their jobs, they have to go along with this. But this is absolutely contrary to everything that we've ever believed in. And our founding fathers wanted education to be local, to be mainly under the auspices of the parents. They didn't even want the states to be involved. And this is totally mandating it from the central federal government. It's top-down, centrally controlled education. The curriculum has been done by this cartel of educators that really have nothing to do with the state. Maybe they had one or two state school boards giving them a little bit of input, but they did not write these standards. It was done those people in my book. So you can see that this is not a state program, and there are three federal laws saying that national education is not outlawed. It's outlawed in our government. It is not authorized. And for them to say that this is a state program is totally false. And I have several evidences of this. And the reason
let me just interrupt you for a moment. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, this is such an important issue. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 1-888-24-LIBERTY. We're here in the Central Coast of California at 464-2295. Now, if they've totally transformed our public educational system all across America, and I think it's 45 of the 50 states that have agreed to go along with this. Of course, a lot of them aren't going to get paid because they didn't come up with a program, but basically they still have to go along with the program because they entered into the competition. So they're going to, of course, reward them, bribe them to getting into this system. But here in California, we're not even going to get any money. In fact, it's going to cost us $1.6 billion to implement a program which has never been tried. They don't know that it's going to work. Why are they experimenting on our children, Harleen? Isn't anybody concerned? Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. But is there any proof that this system will work?
There really isn't. And those that have seen it, and even people who were really experts in math, one or two were actually asked to be part of the group that was forming the standards, and they, having seen these, say that this is really dumbing down math, and they don't want their name even attached to it.
And ladies and gentlemen, they're intentionally dumbing down our children. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-2295. This is not imaginary. This is real. And you should be telling all of your listeners to listen to Radio Liberty to get this.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. 630-9796, or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Dan, our guest is Arlene Kuhler. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question for our guest, Arlene Kuhler, we're talking about this new educational program. What do you call this new program that is being implemented all across America with the so-called stimulus money, money that was given to stimulate the economy is being used to dumb down, intentionally, purposely, destroy the educational system. What's this program called?
It's called Common Core State Standards Initiative.
Common Core what standard initiative?
States,
okay, standard initiatives.
So they're trying to pretend that this is coming from the states.
But it's really not, because, of course, the test is being imposed upon them from Washington, D.C., is that correct?
That's correct. And there was a large, they called it a consortia. There's actually two different consortias that are creating this, and they are then going to combine to have their assessment test. And they're pretending that this consortia has state school board members involved. But one of the experts that I've heard speak on this, who was there in the National Eagle Farm Council that I just returned from, his name is Emmett McGorty, he said that these, as far as the state input, it's like suggestion box input. You know, they were able to give suggestions, but they didn't really write these standards. In fact, what I am saying in my book is these standards were already written. It was like these state school board members were Delphi'd into thinking they actually had a little input, but they were already done. And the reason I so strongly believe this is because these are international standards. You can find them in other countries as well. I Googled Common Core Sustainable Development, and Africa came up. Africa has the same name, Common Core. They're using the same standards, the same curriculum, including sustainable development. So this, I truly believe, is the United Nations Agenda 21 way of now bringing in the sustainable development, entire green curriculum into our public schools across the world.
And basically, of course, it's international. Everything is about a world government. Everybody will be standard and everybody will be universally dumbed down. Of course, they're going to put off teaching algebra. They're going to alter the teaching of geometry. And, of course, more advanced standards. Most kids won't even have a chance to think about that. They're going to cut back on reading of classical literature, and they're going to really form them. You have to teach to the test. And if the teacher doesn't teach to the test, she could lose 20 to 40% of her salary. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And we have Arlene calling from Michigan. What part of Michigan are you calling from, Arlene?
Flint.
Okay, fine. From Flint, Michigan. Do you have a question or comment?
I would like to know if they are getting into the homeschoolers thing too.
Yes, I'm afraid so, because they're going to be changing the SAT test. And so the SAT test will be based on this Common Core national standards. And for a homeschool student who is learning traditional, wonderful education, they won't be able to pass the SAT test. If the students are not planning to go on to college, they'll be fine, and maybe that's the best thing to do. But they're really trying to make it so that we will be hit in every way. A private homeschooled child or a private Christian school will have to still have these same standards to pass the national SAT or ACT test to go on to college.
So they're going to dumb down our, certainly our children, Arlene. Anything else you had in mind? Question, comment?
I didn't know that anybody could get through to the homeschoolers. I thought that those programs were different. But does this mean that they won't be able to pass the test to get into college?
If they are not taught this political correct Common Core standards, they will probably have a really hard time passing those SAT tests. Right now, the homeschoolers are at the top of the list. They do so well on those tests. But that's because SAT and ACT are still traditional American standards, but they'll be changed as well. That's what I understand is the goal.
Arlene, basically, they want to dumb down our children. This is what it is. It's criminal activity. But these people hate America, and they hate children. The whole idea is to destroy this nation. Do you know a better way to destroy the nation than to destroy the educational system and certainly the soundness of our monetary system? Destroy the monetary system, destroy the educational system. You pretty well destroyed the nation. Anything else, Arlene?
I would like to also mention...
Hold. Let's, Arlene, did you have anything else you wanted to ask?
Yeah.
Well, then you hang on for just a moment.
Program.
Hold just a moment.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4-6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long.
So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Arlene Kula. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Arlene, who is called in just before we went to the break, wanted to know how she could get a copy of the program. And this program, I told her that certainly they could get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. Or these programs are archived on my website, RadioLiberty.com, under Soundwave 2000. That's under Listen, and then you go punch on that. It'll take you to Soundwave 2000, and you can actually find our programs archived there for 6 weeks, and we'd love to sell them to you, but if you want to get them off the Internet, you certainly can, and you have our permission to copy them and distribute them. Now, our telephone number, if you'd like to call in, is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's the number here at the studio, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. If you have a question, and of course, this program is known as The Race to the Top, and I said we ought to rename it The Race to the Bottom, in an effort to destroy our educational system and dumb down our children. And the people who are advocating it, we should ask them, why do you hate children? Why are you using an untested system on children here and throughout the world? Why are you putting off when they get started learning certainly algebra and geometry? Why are you taking them away from reading classic literature? Why are you indoctrinating them in environmentalism and sex and immorality? Why did you take God and prayer and moral instruction out of our schools? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Orlean, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get copies of your new book. And is this available? Are you distributing these? Can we get them from you at wholesale and put them out ourselves?
Yes, and you did ask for 5 of those, and I will send them off to you tomorrow. You can order them directly from me. You go to www.smallhelmpressassociates.com or .org. And it's a small helm. It's a cute little picture of a helm. That's the helm of a ship. And so it's www.smallhelmpressassociates.org. And that's how you can order them. And this is based on the scripture, James chapter 3, verse 4, that says, "Behold, also this ship, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm." And I truly believe that it just takes one person who is armed with truth and courage and willing to speak out, who can sometimes turn that great ship just like a small helm. So that's why I named my printing company, my publishing company, Small Helm Press. And then if they have questions, I would certainly give out my phone number as well. So that is 707-539-8393.
One more time, you always give your telephone number twice because people never get it the first time.
707-539-8393.
Okay, fine. If you have difficulty, you can always call us and we'll get you Corleen's number as long as she's willing to have it put out. Orlean is certainly on the front lines of this battle. We carry her other two books. One is called Sydney is on Agenda 21 by Stealth and Deception, and then the other one on smart meters. What's the exact title on smart meters?
It's Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meter.
Beg your pardon?
Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meters.
Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meters. We actually have a 4-CD set on smart meters. You need to understand what they're doing, and because the disastrous health effects, just as most Americans have no idea of the disastrous health effects of cell phones. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, cell phones. In fact, they know very well if men carry this on their waist, their cell phone, why it decreases their sperm count by 50% has a profound impact on women as far as their fertility and, of course, as their general health. And the fact that you're never hearing this about cell phones or these other electronic gadgets is simply a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. They're poisoning our people. They're poisoning our children. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question or comment for Lee and Coulomb, but this new educational system is a disaster. Now, here in California, Arlene, is there any organized opposition to this other than through the Eagle Forum?
As far as I know, not yet, but we're hoping to start a coalition just like Utah has, and we're hoping, this booklet is not very expensive, and I'm hoping people will buy one for themselves and also to take to their school board. This is how we defeated the class test back in 2006. People started to speak out at their school board meetings, and the school board themselves began to refuse to give out that test because it was so one-sided, and it was praying into the private lives of the students and what they believe, their religion, and had very leading questions that would make them have to deny what they did believe. And finally, Governor Pete Wilson just threw out the test.
Jerry Brown has agreed to put this program in, and basically if school boards tried to do away with this program and the test, wouldn't they lose their state funding? I mean, isn't this a provision that the state is going to force local school boards to go along with this agenda?
Well, they did the same thing with the class test, but because enough refused to give it, they finally just had to throw it out, and Pete Wilson is the one that made that decision. And maybe we could get Jerry Brown to make that decision as well. But we've got to wake people up to how deceptive this is. Right now, there's so much. It's not just the money that's coming from if they did get the stimulus money. Bill Gates gave $100 million towards this. And, of course, people think, well, what a sweet, generous man. But he stands to gain so much back because everyone is going to be using either Microsoft computers that he is the head of or other computers that he also has a share in. He has stock in so many other computers, and so he stands to benefit whatever the computer they use.
This is Bill Gates you're speaking of now?
Yes, the Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation gave $100 million promoting Common Core curriculum.
I see, but is this nationwide or is this here in California?
This is nationwide, but he also gave a huge amount of money for the international benchmark standards that Common Core is supposed to meet. So you can see the international connections and how he's tied to that as well. So it's very sneaky, all the people that are associated with this. And then, of course, the Pearson textbook company that are making the e-books, they're putting billions of dollars into the e-books that all of the schools will have to be using. And there's a huge other people that are involved in these e-books. So there's lots of money behind it. It's going to be a big battle to fight it. But the first thing we need to do is wake parents up to how dangerous both the math and the English standards are. And the science standards are coming out this year. And I'm sure they're not going to be any better than what they've found out about the math and the English, because this is truly to be dumbed down to the Common Core, and it's not going to be elevating education at all.
And I would simply point out that if you go into the background of some of the satanic organizations in America, one of them is called the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing Company. It's now known as the Lucius Trust. It operates through a number of front organizations. At least one of those, we have their records, is largely funded or funded in a major manner by a foundation. It's called the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation funding one of the front organizations for the Lucius Trust, which used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. And ladies and gentlemen, until you understand that there's organized evil at the highest levels of our government, the highest levels of our banking system, the highest level of our corporate world, unless you understand that this is infiltrating into every aspect of our society, so little of what's going on today makes any sense, for we are truly involved in a spiritual battle. For the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And our next caller from the state of Washington is a teacher. His name is Ron. Hi, Ron. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, and I was listening with, of course, a lot of interest on this. I have run for public office. I may very well do it again. As superintendent of public instruction for the state.
That would be wonderful.
I finished second. I know I did in this state with Seattle, which is, you know, somewhere to the left of Frisco. I wouldn't have a, you know, ghost of a chance of winning, but at least I could point out some of the deficiencies and such, some of the concerns, at least warn some of the people if there's any. I know there's a lot of people left that still have a head on their shoulders and some sense of right and wrong, that there's some real problems in our education system, at least in the philosophy of the people who run it. And this idea of testing kids and basing the salaries and even the continued employment of teachers because of the performance of the children on these standardized tests is enough to chase some of the good teachers out of the business altogether.
No, I think people should know that Ron is a substitute teacher. He's in the front lines of this battle. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, one of the teachers with whom I worked, that's why she wanted to get out of the business. She wanted to become a counselor where you're not going to be held hostage to whether or not some totally unmotivated student doesn't care about the performance on a test. And your livelihood becomes threatened.
Well, of course, on this, Ron, they're actually going to cut your salary 20-40% if your students don't do well on the test. In other words, you teach them to the test, and you indoctrinate them in the answers to the test. And that's what it's all about. That is rather frightening, isn't it, from your point of view?
It is very frightening. In fact, I was a substitute teacher as well for 20 years, Ron, and I was really happy to stay being a substitute because in a way it was like being a spy. You really found out what was going on. And I remember I was teaching for a lady who told me it was her first year of teaching, and she said she was so shocked. She was telling some of the other teachers that she was really worried about this whole idea of having to teach to the test, and that if her students didn't do well in the test, then she could lose her job. She wasn't tenured yet. Well, one of the ladies took her aside, one of the teachers, and told her, you know, don't be so worried about it. She said, just do what I do. I put the test on the overhead, and we do it together. So this really does, it makes teachers very tempted to cheat. And this teacher was so shocked. After that one first year of teaching, she never wanted to teach again. So I think you're right, Ron. It makes the best and the brightest teachers no longer want to stay in the profession.
Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Here in the Central Coast of California, go right ahead, Ron.
We're also for the subject of charter schools. Two of the biggest pushers or financiers of these the charter school movement is a fellow named Gulen. And you had, I think it was Paul Williams here a week or so ago, talking about him.
Oh, a couple of months ago. But Paul Williams has done a very, very good job going into the background of Mr. Gulen, who is a multi-billionaire brought into this country. He's a subversive brought into this country by the CIA. His fortune is $30 to $60 billion comes from drugs, and he's setting up charter schools in America and all across the world, and is deeply involved, of course, with the Muslim Brotherhood. In fact, he almost single-handedly was able to wrest control of the Turkish government from the military and transport it to the Muslim Brotherhood, and that's the same philosophy as being implemented across America. But go right ahead, Ron.
Also, the other big mover and shaker is a guy named Bill Gates.
Yes.
He's also big in the charter school movement. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you're taking public money. You ought to be teaching three things. I call it three C's. Communication, that's reading, writing, speaking, and listening. And computation, that's algebra, geometry, and arithmetic. And, of course, C would be, the last C would be civics. And that's our Constitution and Declaration of Independence. And I would insist, I don't care what school they were, if I was in charge, if you're going to get public money, that's what you're going to emphasize.
Hi, Ron. I hope you run for public education and for superintendent of public education again, will you?
Yeah, I'm certainly thinking about it. There's another issue that we have to address.
Okay.
Who's teaching the teachers, the prospective teachers in the teachers' college? What are we teaching them?
Well,
and that's a rock that needs to be kicked over and see what's under.
I'm sure you're absolutely right. God bless you. Thanks so much for calling, Ron.
Yes, sir.
Okay, fine. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Certainly, Orlean, there must be a lot of the teachers here in California who are concerned. You know, good teachers. They may be liberal teachers. I don't care whether they're liberal or conservative, but I think they would be very concerned about this whole process. What are your thoughts on that?
I think they are. I know my daughter-in-law is concerned, and I'm sure other teachers are as well, just as is Ron. And he did ask the question, who is teaching the teachers? One of the parts of this Common Core program that I haven't mentioned is that Obama is planning to bring in master teachers, 10,000 strong. That's a little army of teachers that only get their salaries directly from the federal government. So they're his army, and they come in, and they are the ones that make sure that the teachers are well-trained in this new Common Core, but they are also like the spies to make sure the entire school is doing what they're supposed to be doing. And the most amazing thing is this is based on Hitler's system. During his regime in Germany under Nazism, he had also master teachers that would go in and spy on the teachers and make sure that they were doing exactly what they were to be taught and doing. And the amazing thing is they will not be under any direction of local school district or state. They will be under Obama and getting their salaries.
How is he going to get them into local schools, Arlene?
Oh, they'll probably be invited as special guests. They will be his little army. They'll have the status of master teacher, and to receive that honor, they'll have special training, of course, and so they're kind of going to be like he was, a community organizer. They'll be the school organizer that will go in and infiltrate and make sure everything is being taught according to plan. In my book, I have a chapter on correlating what was going on under Nazi Germany under education and what is going on, the plan for the Common Core, and it is quite scary.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, certainly I hope you listen to Arlene tonight. And basically, if you'd like to get a copy of this program, or if you'd like to go up on our internet site and you can pull it down, but copy it, get it out to others, let them understand what they're doing to our children. This is the future generation, and they're going to deliberately, intentionally dumb them down.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more?
Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess it's been Arlene Cooler. Arlene, thank you so very much, and appreciate everything you do, and we'll be talking to you again real soon.
Thank you, Dr. Stan, and please announce your wonderful conference coming up in October.
Oh, I will. In fact, Arlene's going to be at that conference. It's going to be on the 21st of October right here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course. We're going to have lunch. Program's going to start at 8:15. It's going to go to 6 o'clock. Orlean will be there. She'll have her books, and, of course, she'll be one of the speakers. So God bless it. Orlean, thank you so very much for being with us.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Thank you for all you do, and God bless you.
And you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fine. Well, certainly, if you're interested in coming to the conference, you call 1-800-544-8927, because we have to know how many people are going to be there for lunch, and certainly, it's going to be a great conference. We're bringing people in from all across the country. We're bringing in an ambassador. Ambassador Henry Cooper will be with us. So give us a call, 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, and make your reservations. Bring your friends. We want a good turnout. We usually have 150, 175 people there. Hope we can do as well this year. And certainly, if you want to come from some other part of the country, and I know we have people coming from other regions, why, of course, you just call us and we'll send you the information on hotels and motels in the area. So we look forward to hearing from you. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, to begin to see the spiritual component of what's going on today. There really are Luciferian and satanic organizations working at the highest levels of our local, of our state, and our federal government. In fact, those of you who have never heard John DeCamp or read the book, The Franklin Scandal, we carry the book, Sydney basically goes into the pedophile ring that began in Boys Town in Kansas and went right into the White House. We're not talking about imaginary things. There were several homosexuals at Reverend Wright's church where Barack Obama attended, who died mysteriously during the time that Barack Obama was running for the presidency. Sydney, we know that over 100 people who witnessed part or all of the assassination of John Kennedy. Over 100 people died mysteriously, and certainly this is not imaginary things. This is very, very real. There's a book called The Missing Witnesses. Oh, it's out of print now, put out by our good friend Craig Roberts. You can get it on the internet. The Missing Witnesses, over 100 people who witnessed some part of what happened to John Kennedy on that day and in Sydney back in 1963, over 100 of them disappeared or died under mysterious circumstances. And the same sort of thing is going on. A number of people who've been on our programs have died mysteriously. We have actually a 4-CD set. It's called Deadly Assassins, where we interview 2 assassins. And one of them is dead. The other one's disappeared. We assume he is dead as well. That's Chip Tatum. And basically, we interview the gentleman who tracked down the man who was paid to kill General Patton. We carry the book, Target Patton. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, they killed General Patton. They couldn't let him come home and tell how he could have ended the war months ahead of time, and they wouldn't let him end the war. Basically, of course, we carry the book going into the background of how American corporations, the American government, financed Adolf Hitler both before and during the war. That book is called America's Nazi Secret. America's Nazi Secret. We have a 4-CD set. It's called The War Against the Jews. You want to hear that? It goes into how basically we financed Adolf Hitler. We carry the book The Secret War Against the Jews. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. Trading with the Enemy, The Power Elite. That's The Power Elite by Dr. Cuddy. Charles Higham, Trading with the Enemy. America's Nazi Secret, and certainly Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. And just as we financed Adolf Hitler, why we're financing this whole world terrorist movement, who do you think was responsible for the toppling of Egypt and of Tunisia and of Libya, and in the process, who's financing the rebels there in Syria? Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. Good to have you with us again. It is Monday, the 24th of September, 2012. What is it, the third day of fall? Oh, man, was it a beautiful weekend. I hope you enjoyed those days. You know, I was thinking about how perfect the weather was. No chemtrails, no rain, no fogginess, no nothing. It was just a perfect day on Saturday. I was outside listening to some music, and I mean, it was just incredible, is all I can say. In the nice warm sun, it was just a beautiful day. And I thought to myself, these are the days that we would get rewarded for all the snow days, the ice days, and those really hot days. These are the rewards that we get. So I'll tell you, September 22nd was a reward day. It was so gorgeous, and I hope you took advantage of it. Hope you are back to the grind again. I hope you took some time off and got something done nice for yourself and someone else over the weekend.